A team of scientists based in Colombia is mobilizing to counter a pest outbreak on the other side of the world. One of the scientists is Tony Bilotti. He's an entomologist with the International Center for Tropical Agriculture in Cali, Colombia, and he's helping to mount an emergency operation in northeastern Thailand. The goal is to protect the region's key crop, cassava. Bilotti says production of the starchy root vegetable is under serious threat from a mealybug infestation.
A mealybug is a small, soft-bodied insect, okay? It will feed on the leaf by puncturing, which style it into the leaf and sucking out different juices and saps from the leaf. And this will cause all kind of leaf deterioration, eventually leaf fall, and can affect the crop, causing severe yield losses in the tuberous root. They measure yield losses in Thailand now perhaps as high as 25%. And that is a significant loss, economic loss, to Thai farmers.
Right, and cassava is pretty important there as a base crop.
Yes, there's more than 1 million hectares of cassava in Thailand. It's a very important export crop for starch production, animal feed. And now it's even being used in biofuels, exported to China for biofuels. So economically, it's a very important crop to Thailand.
So how do you propose getting rid of the mealybugs?
Well, this mealybug, the origin of this mealybug is here in South America. And it got into Africa back in the 1970s and caused severe damage in Africa. And at that time, in searching for the mealybug, we found that it had a very efficient parasite. It's called Anagyrus lopesi. It's a small wasp that can parasitize the mealybug and causes death. And so they now have that parasite in Thailand, and this is being released into cassava fields. This is what we call classical biological control, and it will hopefully maintain or decrease the populations down to a very low level, the populations of the mealybug.
How many wasps are we talking about? Are they going to come from your headquarters in Colombia?
Actually, the wasps came from Africa. They are being mass-produced in Thailand by the Thai government, by the entomologists at the Department of Agriculture in Thailand, and they will be released by the thousands into cassava fields wherever they find the presence of the mealybug.
It sounds like an international game of cat and mouse. Is there any risk this biological intervention could backfire and cause a lot of wasp blowback that will affect humans?
No, not at all. It's a very small, it's what we call a microhymenopteran. It's a very, very small wasp. And it's fairly specific also for this particular mealybug. It won't attack many other species. And so in many ways, you could say this is a very safe form of biological control. There's no chance that this will affect humans at all.
Who will this impact? I mean, beyond the Thai farmers who grow cassava, do you think?
Well, you have the whole starch industry, the cassava starch industry, throughout all of Southeast Asia. One of the things we're very worried about at this stage is that for us in the international centers, like here at SEAT, one of the things we're worried about, or we see this as not just a Thai problem, but a regional problem. We are very concerned. In fact, we know that this mealybug will eventually get into the surrounding countries. It's already in Cambodia, and I will be going to Cambodia also on this trip to look at this. It's just a matter of time, and it will also be in Laos and Vietnam and probably eventually into China. The island countries like Indonesia and the Philippines and so forth, they have a little bit of protection because there's a body of water, but the mealybug made it all the way from South America to Africa, and then from Africa to Thailand. So it will eventually spread throughout many countries where cassava is grown in Southeast Asia. And cassava is a very important small farmer crop in that region of the world. And so it's going to affect a lot of these small farmers, and not just in Thailand, but also in the other countries surrounding that area.
Very good to speak with you. Tony Bilotti, an entomologist with the International Center for Tropical Agriculture in Cali, Colombia. Good luck dealing with those mealybugs. Tell the wasps to sting them into submission, Tony.
Oh, they will. They'll do their job. These are good little wasps.